Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we had a chance to bring our good friend Carla Caldwell back on the show. We've missed Carla. Where have you been, Carla?
Oh, I've just been doing the same thing I've been doing.
It's so good to have you back. Carla is U.S. training manager for a company called Xero, X-E-R-O, Xero, X-E-R-O.com, right, Carla?
That's it.
And
that's
she's it. She. So one of the things I know you want to talk about today is how to know when your technology isn't cutting it, when it's time to either add or get rid of something or upgrade or whatever, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is a great time of year for small businesses to really take stock and what's going on and be able to see if they've been kind of keeping up with what's going on in their business this year. So one of the things that I find talking to a lot of small businesses is that they have no life outside of their business. And so that's one of the key ways. This time of year, the phone's ringing 24/7, hopefully, and they're staying busy. But sometimes, you know, I used to call it my phone, my electronic leash, right?
Right.
It just kept me attached to business all the time. So really finding out if that's happening for you, then looking into some technology to help with that. One of them is like Ring Central. And so it can actually separate your personal calls and your business calls and help you get a handle on that.
How does that work?
That's one of the first things. Well, basically what you can do is you can set it up so that you can have different ringtones or whatever, but it's just an internet-based phone system that allows you to manage that process and have different voicemails and things like that. So,
when the phone answers a caller, does it say, is this for business or what is it? How does it know that the person on the other line is for business or personal?
Well, I think you can have two different phone numbers as well, right?
They can both ring to your cell phone and have different ringtones.
Yeah.
So you know if it comes from this number that it's gonna give a certain ringtone, and you know that's a business call. If it comes from the other one, it's mom saying, you know, why haven't you come to see me lately?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really important because I think sometimes we forget that, you know, one of the things we need to have in our small business is the ability to have a little headspace, right? You can't be going 24/7 even though that's kind of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourself a little bit of room there, I think, is really critical. And I think as small business owners, we don't do that often. We get really entrenched in the business, but sometimes you need to separate a little bit.
You know, one thing, Carla, that the technology is really kind of a two-edged a blessing and a curse, I guess I should say, at the same time. It's a curse because we can carry it in our pocket. There was a time when we left our business, we thought about it, but we left our business behind and we were sort of incommunicado until we landed somewhere and the phone rang or whatever. But now with the technology in our pockets, we take our email with us, our fax, our text with us. We can check on inventory, blah blah blah. Wherever we are, we have all this capability. So that's kind of bad, but in a way, the good part about it is that instead of worrying about it, we can look at it, deal with it, get it off our plate, and then we can actually enjoy being away because we're not worried about it anymore. What do you think?
I agree with that, but I still think there's a time when you just have to disconnect. You know, you really need to give yourself a break. And it's funny, I read articles all the time about, you know, business owners and that type of thing. And one of the articles that I read recently was talking about going for a long walk. You know,
mm-hmm.
you've got to have time to exercise and get away and just disconnect and really have time to think through things.
We have to find triggers. We have to find something mechanical, something specific that causes us to drop out of the business mode. Because Carla, even though we could turn our phones off, we could do all kinds of things to disconnect, but that doesn't change what's going on inside your head. You know, if you got to make payroll on Friday, you're still going to be worried about it. So I agree with you. I think, like you said about the walk, whatever it takes to get your mind off of something, to disconnect, I think that's the key. You have to be intentional about that, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. And you've got to set aside some time to do that. And, you know, having some tools, you know, we can have as many tools as we want, but they've got to be the right ones, and they've got to really allow you to focus on the right thing. So, yes, you've got to make payroll. But if right. you're constantly having that worry, take a step back and find out what is it that's happening. Is there not enough sales? And make sure you have a system in place that's giving you the information so that you right. can take the right action and make the right decisions.
And maybe you can also be hiring the right people so that when you leave, you don't worry about it so much. You're kind of got people you can be confident in. Hold on that thought. Carla Caldwell is with Xero, XERO.com, and she and I are going to be right back and talk about some technology that can help you run your business better. You might need an upgrade. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.